Peruvian metals in the news. Peruvian metals trades as PER on the Toronto Venture Exchange, DUVNF, and the OTC markets in the States as they sell the Pantaria Copper Gold Project in South Central Peru. Here to run through the details of the transaction, CEO Jeff Reeder. Hey, Jeff, appreciate you taking the time here. Looks like you put a little deal together with Gold State Resources. Why don't you run through the details here for investors?
Okay, well, Pantaria is a large copper gold porphyry prospect. First Quantum drilled it, put 11 holes in it, spent $4.5 million on it. We spent about $500,000. So about $5 million have been spent on the property over since we've had it. We initially claimed it in 2006. We did the deals on Pantaria on First Quantum back in 2015-2016, and they gave it back to us in 2019. When I got it back, they did, the First Quantum people did very good work on it, very good community relations. They did a lot of good technical work by, you know, but they work like a big company, very slow, flow news isn't there. You're really at their whim kind of thing, right? Typically, a lot of these big companies, they on grassroots, and this is grassroots still, like, even though there's a lot of been drilling done, they technically don't want to put the money in the ground. So, I've had some interest on the property, but I wanted to put it into another junior company. So we get the flow of news, we get liquidity, we get working capital immediately added to the position. And I wanted to make sure that the company that we put it into was Gold State, G-O-S-T as a symbol. And I know the people there. The CEO, Brian Thurston, has operational experience in Peru. Him and I worked together on projects in the past. I know he speaks Spanish. He can do a lot of this work without relying on our people. And even though we're going to help them out get along because it's to our interests, but it's very important that, you know, we decided that Peruvian Metals' goal is to keep the plant full of mineral and basically and moving towards our own mineral and doing high grade and looking for the high grade mineral prospects that will feed our plant. This is a big copper gold porphyry system. So this means a lot of work and it needs a different approach to it. So it didn't fit our business model, but you know, we're going to be, we divested it with a good share position. We're selling it 100% into this junior company with a 1% NSR. We're going to get bonus payments if the success of the property. And I define success as the more they drill, the better the property is. And if the property is very, very valuable, then they'll be drilling and we'll be getting bonus payments from that. And it's a win for both companies because they get it 100%. They can out go out and start raising money. They don't have a gun to their head saying, you got to make these big option payments to pay it off. No, we decided to divest it immediately, allow them to do it. And you know, we're basically with the value of the stock today and the option payment coming in or the initial payment is valued over 1 million Canadian just on the deal. And then we're going to get some upside with a 1% NSR as well.
Yeah, a nice deal there. So I guess you, in theory, turned a liability, unless you were going to work on it, into a big win for the company, right?
Well, you can consider it a liability because we have to pay taxes on it every year. We have to keep the community, so we have to spend money on it, right? Not a whole lot of money, but it distracts us, right? So it was a liability both on time and a little bit of cash, right? But it's also showing what the company's very good at and what we're very good at. It's prospect generating. We've generated projects continuously. I still got more in the pipeline. And this is similar to the deal that we did last year with SilverX, with Mines and Metal, now SilverX. 200,000 cash and then a bunch of stock. You know, if we can do these deals once a year, a couple times a year, you know, we're going to be adding our asset value, our working capital position. And we're doing this with the with the intent of don't have to go back to the market, raise money. And you know, by doing that, we're creating value with our people in ourselves, like just doing with all the years I've spent in Peru and the people I know and the geologists I know, but and everything like this, we're gonna see more of these type of deals for Peruvian Metals. And meantime, we're gonna be focusing on high grade properties, high grade to fill our plants, and having near-term production. And this deal that we just did is allowing us to focus on our core business model, which is that.
Yeah, so obviously not a one-off. It's the second time you've done that, so I guess we'll be seeing more of this in the future then.
Yeah, and I'm setting the template for this. So this is the second deal I've done. Did a deal last year, did a deal this year. And, you know, when I come in, I'm going to make sure I can hopefully improve the deals, but I also think that these type of deals, you know, are giving us the working capital needed to, you know, to expand our operations in Northern Peru.
Okay, good place to leave it. Look forward to checking back in. Yes, more news report. That's Jeff Reeder. He's the president and CEO of Peruvian Metals. Peruvian Trades is PER on the Toronto Venture Exchange, DUVNF on the OTC markets in the States. Again, Jeff, thanks for taking the time. We'll check back in when you have some more news to report.
Thank you, Rob.